Our chapter can be divided into three different sections based on topic. So throughout this week, we'll be looking at Paul's humility and boasting, persistence in prayer, joy in suffering, and purpose in message. Looking at the beginning of this chapter, Paul immediately states, "I must go on boasting, though there is nothing to be gained by it." To understand exactly why Paul must go on boasting, it's important to remember the context from the previous chapter. There are these super apostles that the Corinthian church were enamored over, so much so that they began to have such a distaste for Paul and his weaknesses. They were beginning to transfer that distaste onto the person that Paul taught about, which is Jesus. Therefore, Paul took on the role of establishing his own credibility to justify the credibility of the one he represented, Jesus. Furthermore, there is this expectation being built in light of the super apostles, that to be an apostle is to be without flaw and weakness, but to be puffed up in pride and self-exaltation. Paul combats this as he first establishes his own credibility, which is significantly more impressive than the super apostles. But then he goes on to mention his own weaknesses. Paul's motive in boasting wasn't to seek recognition or fame, but to establish the one who he was representing. In short, to clear Paul's name in this moment was to lift up the name of Jesus. In the same way, as we mirror Jesus and represent him with our own actions, we glorify his name. Looking at Micah 6:8 alongside this chapter, we realize that the Lord simply requires three things from us as sons and daughters, and that is to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God. What does practical, biblical humility, as well as confidence, look like in your own life?